Welcome to R.W. Gillespie & Associates. Our regular office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If you are calling for materials testing or Matt Grady, please dial 7884. If you want geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, or Eric Weberg, dial 7888. For Charles Nickerson, dial 7889. For Mark Grenier, dial 4265. For accounting or Gene Gronke, dial 7886.
Transferring to
Charlie Nickerson. Hello.
Hey, is this Charles?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, this is Mike from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey, I know you're probably busy and everything. I don't want to take up too much time, but I was actually wanting to actually just follow up on that. We actually sent out a finance offer. Looks like it's been a couple weeks now. But the offer was based off some past financing that you guys had done with KeyBank a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the it was basically a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital. So I want to kind of just circle back with you and kind of see, you know, if you guys have any like current needs for, you know, bringing on new equipment or any capital to kind of help out with any expenses you guys might have. Or
no, I really don't see. As a matter of fact, if anything, any needs we had are you know, with the. They're not as great as they used to be. I mean, we're having a very good year. Things are good. Cash flow is very positive. So, you know, with all that said and done, I don't really see that we have a need for those type of services.
Okay.
Alrighty, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Is there? I know you said you know, you guys are good right now. Is usually like a, you know, as needed if you guys do end up any of that, or do you guys kind of look a certain time of the year to kind of bring on anything like that, or
no? We, we're kind of conservative on how we bring things on. You know, do equipment purchases, and you know, more likely to do it in the summertime than in the winter, actually. But you know, it could be at any time, and sometimes because we do laboratory testing, so sometimes lab equipment, that's any time of year.
Yeah.
But we also have vehicles, and the vehicles, you know, typically we're busy in the summer. So that's when we might need something there. But in the winter, we're slower in the field, so we can usually really get by the winter pretty good.
Okay. Now, do you guys usually like use a certain bank when you guys do that, or like if you guys, you know, bring on some new equipment, any financing or anything like that?
It depends on the situation. Generally, we do prefer to deal with cash, but if it comes to like a vehicle, we'll finance it and often work with a local bank or even sometimes the dealer. You know, we're not that big a company.
Okay.
So.
That's what we actually focus on, or, you know, either smaller or like that medium sized businesses, not like the main corporation. So that's kinda like, you know, kinda what we specialize in. So that's why I kinda wanted, you know, kinda just introduce myself and, you know, see if there was any needs or even down the road if there's anything we can help you guys out with. Is there perhaps maybe an email I can shoot you some info with? You know, it's not like gonna be a spam email, it's just one email, just so you have me kinda my information in case anything comes up down the road.
Why don't you send that to our business manager?
Okay.
And her name is Jean Gronke. So her email is J. For initial, first name, initial, last name Gronke, G R A U N K E. At the initials R W G hyphen A dot com.
That was J G R A U N K E.
Yes.
At R W G hyphen A.
Hyphen A. Yeah. Not an underscore. A hyphen. .com.
Oh, is it underscore?
No, I said it's not an undisclosed title.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes people, you know, if I point that out to them, then they won't hit the wrong key.
Oh, okay. Got it.
All righty.
Okay, and then Gina's just regular Jean, or is it?
Yes. Yeah,
Okay.
that's our business manager.
Got it. All right. All right, Charles. Well, I really appreciate your time on there. I'll go ahead and just send her an email. So, like I said, I mean, I know it sounds like you guys are pretty set right now, but I'll send her an email just in case anything comes up down the road.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for your time, Charles.
Sure enough. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.